You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. Second hour as we continue to make our way around the spring camps. We were in Nashville the other day. We land in Columbia today. And when I looked down and saw that Rocket Sanders was talking to us from Columbia, I did a double take. And then I remembered that Rocket made the move after the season from Fayetteville to Columbia. First of all, Rocket, we're thrilled to have you on. We have been enchanted with your play in Arkansas. How are you doing? And what about the new geography around you? Do you like it?
Yeah, actually, first I want to say thank you. Thank y'all. And yeah, it's been good. And South Carolina have been treating me well.
Well, we are happy to have you. Listen, let's talk about South Carolina first, and then we'll maybe look back at some of your highlights in the past for Coach Pittman. But what have you found since you got there? Obviously, Coach Beamer is an offensive-minded guy. Give us the lay of the land in Columbia.
Just being in South Carolina so far, it's family-based. You know what I mean? Definitely, I feel like that's a big thing when it comes down finding a new home. So I definitely say it's family-based with the players. Felt very welcome when I first got on campus or whatnot. And, just thrilled to see what's the season going to be like. And, this workout-wise for spring and going in January, it was very good for me, you know what I mean, just for a recovery type of point, like to a point, and just getting to know the players and getting to know the coaches around me as well.
I mean, you pretty much did it all in high school. You played wide receiver, running back. You played linebacker in college. You looked down the field, and there you were. How are you going to fit into the offense at South Carolina?
So crazy thing is, the offensive coordinator, Loggins, he was at South Carolina, he was at Arkansas with me as well. So the offense is technically a little bit, I'll say, somewhat the same. Of course, different plays or whatnot, but definitely the same offense that I ran my freshman and sophomore year and junior year as well. So I feel like, freshman and sophomore year. And so I feel like the offense that's here now is something that I played in before. So, just a little bit different, different plays, like I said, but same offense. So I played in this offense. So that was another thing, trying to find another school. That was another thing, the type of offense they ran.
Rocket, so much is made here and elsewhere about the portal and what goes into it. And a lot of coaches like it. A lot of coaches don't. Explain to us what the portal offers a young player like you who listen, you did it all. It's not like you just showed up for a hamburger in Fayetteville and left. I mean, you put in your time. What went into your decision?
Really, I'd probably say the main thing was being close back home because, I have a little one. So being close by home, you know what I mean? I talked to schools down there as well before I figured out my decision. But I wanted to be a little bit closer to home. Fayetteville was about 17 hours away from Florida. So that was the main one as well, like the main out of the five that I was choosing whenever I hit the transfer portal was a spot that was going to be close by home since I have a little one.
Well, that's great. So where else were you looking at? I mean, you're from Florida, right?
Yeah, so I was looking at Florida. I had Florida that I was talking to, Missouri. Whenever I hit the portal, it was a lot of schools that reached out.
I bet. That has to be a crazy feeling. I mean, you've already been through it once, recruiting, but when you hit the portal and And you have, not only are you a great player, you got one of the best names in college football, best nicknames, I should say. How does that work? And what are the procedures?
Oh, I'll probably say whenever I hit the transfer portal, the difference between hitting the transfer portal, I didn't, my first year going into college, well, before college, and trying to do my recruitment, I was in the little COVID situation to where whenever I wanted to take visits, and right when I was going to take a visit, the COVID thing happened, so all my visits was on Zoom. So I probably say the difference was I did have options to go places to visit, and you know, South Carolina was one of them, and that was the only one that I visited and fall in love with, you know, the area of South Carolina and you know, the facility or whatnot there, and I just stick to the spot I visit, and I'll probably say that's the only thing that was very different. I didn't get to pick and choose whenever I first came just because all the visits was on, it was virtual.
Yeah, well, listen, you're there now. The facilities are pretty much unbelievable, as you know, and the stadium is great. What the whole thing about South Carolina, I've always felt, Rocket, is the experience. And I'm trying to remember, have you played a game at South Carolina yet?
Nah, okay. So South Carolina, nah, I never. So the fan base looked crazy. That was the one thing as well. The fan base is look wild. But no, they had came to Arkansas whenever I played
okay.
them.
You better be a basketball fan. A lot happening with both the men's team yesterday and the women's team playing. I think they're playing right now. But the point being, talk about Coach Beamer, though, because he seems like he's the ultimate player's coach. What is there about him? And obviously you mentioned the OC that attracted you.
Really with him being a head coach, and I start whenever I first met him and heard from him, he a very family guy. That was a big thing, you know, with me having a little one and me being a family guy as well. I feel like just whenever I met him, I felt comfortable just by like just talking about not even just about football, but about everything other than football. And, you know, I feel like I gained my trust from him very fast. You know what I mean? And just with him, I just felt comfortable. And, you know, I feel like he's a type of guy that's going to always keep it 100. And I feel like that plays a big part with him being the head coach.
Rocket, we talked to Coach Pittman the other day, and I mean, you played such a big role as that program was taking off last year. I don't know what happened. Was it difficult going through all the things that you went through, and that team just never seemed to gel last year, did it?
Yeah, you know, everybody gonna go through their ups and downs, which we did. I feel like we was still tight, you know, during that season last year. You know, with my injuries, starting off with my knee and then my shoulder, that was a thing that, you know, I didn't expect to happen with my knee. So that was another point with me. But, you know, just with me being a captain as well, that was a big role. So I always was trying to, you know, uplift the next person and everybody else on my team and myself as well, going through the injury standpoint and the year we had, you know, because that's not something that we expected to happen. And, you know, just we was just trying to stay positive through it all.
Rocket, is your health, are you back in pretty good shape right now, getting through all the injuries?
Yeah, actually doing rehab right now, so coming back from my shoulder injury.
You mentioned your little one. I don't know. I know it's early, but he's named after you. Are we talking about a big-time football player here?
Oh yeah, I feel like I'm gonna put him in all sports. See, I'm a basketball guy too. So I played basketball growing up. So he already got his form figured out and all that. He left-handed as well. So.
Hey, Rocket, haven't seen some of these NBA salaries. I mean, football is great, but the career might be longer if he goes. If he goes the NBA route.
Oh, yeah.
Is there, if you had to, like, say, okay, I want him to
If
play.
I had to pick and choose?
Yeah.
I'll probably say basketball, because basketball is like, see, I have a little brother, actually. He's playing travel ball. He just finished his freshman year of high school. So, you know, my mom been a fan of basketball since I was young. My older brother as well, so she always been a basketball fan, you know. So whenever I made decision to South Carolina and she realized that the basketball team was good, and she been on South Carolina women's basketball team watching them for a minute, so she was happy about that.
Well, we are so happy and excited to reconnect with you. Continued all the best. on your rehab. I don't know if I'm going to make it by the time Junior makes the NBA, but I'm sure pulling for him.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Well, hope, can't wait to see you this fall. Rocket Sanders joining us. You bet. From Columbia. Got to get used to saying that. He's been such an important part of the Arkansas program. We take a break. We have a lot more happening on this Friday afternoon. We'll continue to visit the camps in the next few weeks.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Back. More phone calls right now after talking to Rocket. Johnny in Lexington. Good afternoon, Johnny.
Paul, how you doing? How's the wife?
She is great. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. Paul, I'm sitting here, head spinning like that exorcist. And I thought I was going to have to get my wife to smack me in my head to stop it from spinning around.
What's going on?
But this is the most, me and you talked about this before. This is the most ridiculous thing I ever seen from the last night's game. They came across the court. They had the game tied up. Instead of calling the timeout, he let the boys go on and play. Instead of calling that timeout and settling them down. I just don't understand. And between me and you, I don't. There's no way Kentucky can put out all this money and go get another coach. And I think I'd like to be a fly on the wall when he sits down to talk to Barnhart about this.
Well, now, but Johnny, there's nothing more to say. I mean, Cal is the master at verbal diarrhea. So, I mean, what else is he going to offer? He changes his story like a politician.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, hey, listen, I thank him for everything he's done for the families down here, you know.
Well, listen, when he said that last night, that he was campaigning for his job. Everybody knows what Cal's done. He's been there forever, and he's made a big contribution. But he's also, made a mess out of the last couple of years.
Yeah, I've never, you know, I'm 72 years old, and I love basketball. I love my Kentucky basketball. And last night I was about in tears. I was about in tears when these boys had come off that floor and listened to that.
Well, Johnny, hold on. We'll see if we can get some more information on what the future looks like. But thank you for the call. And Royce is up next in Florida. Hello, Royce.
Hey, how's it going, Paul? This is old retired Sergeant Pettis, Royce.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you, hear from you again. Listen, real quick, for the Big Blue Nation, you hit it right on the head. Calipari is who he is. He's not going anywhere. Because the one thing he does is he can recruit the best at it. And he has that diarrhea at the mouth. He can convince these kids. What's in Kentucky? Horse racing? There's no beaches that I know of. Not in Lexington.
No, they got bourbon.
They got bourbon. And his thing is this: if you look at it, if you take your time, Big Blue Nation, and watch the NBA playoff, I mean the NBA All-Star game, there's no defense. This Kentucky is now the farm league for the NBA. These kids all year played offense, no defense. He's teaching them that. He's showcasing them for the NBA. When you watch Kentucky, Big Blue Nation, don't expect them to win. Just watch the game and enjoy. If they win, good. If they lose, oh well. Because it's not going to change. As long as he stay ahead of Kansas and wins, Kentucky is the winningest basketball, men's basketball program in history. And as long as he's winning games, they're not caring about championships, not SEC championships, not even the NAA, not even winning the Natty, not even winning the national championship, because he's going to always be young. He has Calipari because of his coaching insufficiencies. He has to have these talented young players, and they're going to come there for 1 year, and they're going to leave. It's a revolving door, and we got to wait another 7 to 8 months to see them again. It's not going to change. Watch them, but don't expect them to win.
No, I mean, it's like, what's the old line about Einstein, about doing the same thing always and expecting a different result? It's not going to – listen, I was a believer until last night. I'm no longer a believer. I think next year they'll get knocked out in the first or second round after Cal – cons everybody all year long about how great the team is, and they'll win some big games. But if you can't win in March, what do you have?
That's right. Insanity is the word we were looking for.
Yeah, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over
and over, expecting a different result.
And that's exactly where Kentucky basketball is. It's insane. Bash is up next in Colorado.
Happy Friday, Bash Brother Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I'll get straight to it. I want to ask you, Paul, about a subject that you talked to Dominic about a couple days ago, since he lives in Pittsburgh and he's going to be going to the first round host games at his home arena yesterday and tomorrow. And I asked you about this subject last week about your relationship with the executives with the Spectrum Center. Are you going to be going to the game tomorrow, Paul, to watch the home state North Carolina Tar Heels battle the Tom Izzo head coach Michigan State Spartans, and of course watch your alumni Tennessee Volunteers play the Texas Longhorns?
It's possible, yes.
Wow. I'm assuming that was a main reason, now looking back at it, Paul, that you didn't want to accept Texas into the SEC quite yet, because you had a feeling that they would be going up against your alma mater. Is that correct?
Bash, let me assure you, I don't let any of that get in my way. I'm a big fan of Texas. In fact, I'm going to be in Texas in a couple of days, so I think they have a great basketball program there. Bash, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Rick is up next in Houston. Hello, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. So I've got a message for you and AJ from John in St. Louis, if you don't mind.
No.
Okay, Paul. So yesterday, Paul, you made a comment regarding AJ, as we like to call him here at the Penile Institution, Paul, another John, because without me, Paul, AJ wouldn't have any material at all, Paul. He would still be in a playoff, play-in.
Yeah, AJ went from play-in game against, who was it last year, Dustin from Tulsa, Paul. To a top seed in the playoffs, all because of John from St. Louis.
So, Paul, yesterday you made a comment about it wouldn't take long for AJ to polish his doorknob. Paul, and Paul, little men with little doorknobs, Paul, they have a problem, Paul. And AJ's paying people with new red Corvettes to vote for him, Paul. But I don't care about any of that, Paul. But I understand that Mr. AJ is a big bass fisherman, Paul. So I guess, Mr. Paul, that he's very good at baiting hooks, Mr. Paul. So I would say that he is a master at baiting hooks, wouldn't you?
I would. Thank you for the call. Rusty, I don't know how much more I could have to handle that. Rusty is in South Bend. Hello, Rusty.
Hey, Paul, I want to give you one last rant on John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats, please.
Go for it.
For one thing, I couldn't sleep worth a dime last night after that loss. That was bad. I had everything written down here. Let me find it. Okay.
Rusty, we're in no hurry. We're here till 7 o'clock.
For the NBA, I think he's paid for by the Kentucky Wildcats. Okay, we got the Spiders, the Peacocks, the NIL, Kansas State. That's the battle of the Staple Pullers, the Golden Grizzlies. I don't need to say any more about those last few years. And if Cal won't resign or Mitch Barnhart, give him his $34 million to go, I wish somebody would flip his helicopter over and let his beagles loose. And another thing.
And you're reading all this, Rusty? This is not extemporaneous?
I just wrote it down so I can remember what I was going to say when you answered the phone. But I'm trying to go so I don't waste all your time. But my last thing is, there's a boy down there getting ready to tip off at 6 o'clock at Rupp Arena. He plays for the Hardin County Black Bears High School. They're in the Elite Eight for state championship. I don't even think Cal knows he exists. And I don't think Reed Shepherd would even be on that team if it wasn't for his mom and dad. I mean, it's embarrassing. I think the contingency plan, maybe we should go get Patino on a 3-year deal and have him help find the next successor. It's time to go.
Well, Patino, Patino's the second best coach in Kentucky history.
And I think the fans would accept him.
Yeah, I mean, Patino was truly. I mean, Patino not only won a championship, he lost one in overtime, and then Tubby Smith won the next year. So Patino, that was straight in a row. Hey, thank you for the call. We're up against a break. Been a busy show so far. A lot of guests. We are back with more of your phone calls after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Let's check in with Joey, who is up next. Hello, Joey.
Hey, Paul, can I ask you a couple questions?
Of course.
Okay. Why does Jim hate Nick Saban so much? Is he jealous? Or is he mad because he ain't his daddy?
I don't know. It could be that. First of all, I don't know why Jim. I mean, Jim's older than Nick Saban, so I don't know why Jim's not a little more tolerant of the youth of America.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm gonna say one more thing to that caller over there in Pell City.
Okay.
AJ. He said the last time he told her, he said I couldn't afford him, but my girlfriend Mana, you remember one you talked to?
Yeah.
Well, her aunt's worth $3.5 million. I could buy a soul if I want to.
Now, hold on a second. You said your girlfriend's aunt is worth $3.5 million?
Yeah, and right now today she's driving home in a brand new that her aunt bought her, a 24 Lexus.
Is she married?
No, she hadn't. Her husband passed away.
Okay. And how old is your aunt?
Well, no, it's Mana's aunt, not mine.
How old is Mana's aunt?
She's probably in her 70s.
Randy would like to marry her. Is that okay?
That's the honest God truth. And if you want me to send a picture of a car,
I don't care what right now
from 280.
Randy's not interested in anything other than the $3.5
million. I'm telling you, that's what she's worth.
Randy said he'll do a prenup where if they split up, he's only insisting on $1.8 million. Now,
funny.
in the event that she dies and he's not convicted of murder, he gets to keep it all.
Well, it goes to Mana.
Well, we got to talk about
Mana's
that.
Mana's the beneficiary over everything.
Okay, well, and Mana's your girlfriend?
Yes, sir, she is.
Well, are you and Mana been together a while?
Yeah, we've been together for almost 8 years.
Don't you?
She has to go every year. I mean, every Friday, because her aunt don't have driver's license, never drove a car. Yeah. At 280 up there, and take her grocery shopping and does what she wants.
Now you live in the Birmingham area?
No, I live right here in Springville.
Oh, I'm sorry. You live north of Birmingham? No, Springville.
Yeah,
Springville is east of Birmingham.
All the way to 280.
Okay, that's a long drive.
That's where she's at now.
Hey, Joey.
She's on her way back with that new Lexus.
When are you? Is that a Lexus you're talking about?
Yes.
What type of Lexus?
I don't know if it's a LX or whatever. I ain't seen it yet. She already got a 23, and now they want a 24, so her aunt just bought her another one.
Well, that LX is a pretty expensive car.
Yes, it is. Bad part about it is, I love her to death. I don't know why she does it.
So,
there ain't nothing wrong with other cars yet.
Now, Joey, I don't want to sound like an estate attorney, but I will. If you marry... Where are you and Lena, Mana, I'm sorry, on getting married?
She wants me to marry her, but I've been married 4 times. And every time I get married, something goes wrong. But right now, I ain't been married in 8 years.
Hey, Joey, let me ask the most obvious question. Of those 4 women that you've been married to, do any of them, had any of them ever had an aunt worth $3.5 million?
No.
Well, then, don't you think you're deceived? I mean, just you and me talking here.
It's kind of funny, ain't it?
Marry the woman, and then whatever happens, happens. At least you got some money.
I make $29.17 an hour.
Where did you work to get $29.17?
I work in Gadsden. I'm a certified state welder.
Welder.
And fitter.
So you made nearly $30 an hour being a welder?
Well, today I made almost $44 an hour because it was overtime.
Wow. That's serious money there.
And my boss pays, I got family insurance, it's paid in full.
I wonder if I should have been a welder.
And that's the honest God truth. My mama passed away 2 years ago, and that's on her grave. I could send you a picture of my chick stub.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. Well, don't let Mana know that I'm trying to get you to marry her for the money.
Yes, sir, I will. Hey, Paul, I ain't never told you, but I appreciate you taking my call. I've been listening to you for a long time.
Well, Joey, it's our pleasure. And if you end up getting married, why don't you share? Make sure you ask her mom about Randy. He's how soon can you get down to Alabama?
Hey, what's funny about it is she's got her husband was an Alabama freak. She's got a picture over there. It's about 65 inches wide and 3 feet tall that I wanted. It's the the Penn State and Alabama goal line stance.
Oh, yeah, that's a 1979. Hey, by the way, Thad, you got me nervous when you said 69 inches long, wide. Thought we had breaking news here. Dan is in Kentucky. Hello, Dan.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Paul?
We're doing great.
You got a pretty good show. I want to know where in the hell happened to the Kentucky that went over here at Knoxville today and whooped them real good. But last night, they couldn't do nothing. What is it? Is it John Calipari?
Yeah, or, I mean, the players are great. We know that. Shepard, I mean, you can name 10 guys, and I just think Calipari has lost his ability to prepare this team in the moment, and that's the NCAA tournament. He doesn't adjust. He doesn't do anything. His team was tight.
All he's worried about is sending somebody to the NBA.
Right.
And I hope and pray that they don't get nobody this year.
Well, they're going to get quite a few players, Dan. That's one of the most talented rosters in the entire country. Thank you for the call. Jace is up next.
Hey, Paul. I want to talk about Jim Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
You know, I'm tired of him spewing his venom toward callers, you know, like Dominic and every other caller, and totally, you know, against you as well, which is unacceptable. I want to say this. Jim, why don't you just quit the damn show again, dude? You bring nothing to it. And I can't use the Elvis has left the building because that's what Legend uses. But I will use this. I will use a 80s rap song and say, guess what, Jim? Jace just dropped a bomb on your ass. On your 74-year-old ass.
Gap band, huh?
Gap band, yes, sir.
Jace, thanks for dropping some knowledge and the bomb on Jim.
All right. Thank you.
He probably didn't hear the call because he's taking an afternoon nap so he can stay up late tonight to watch the local news. We'll take a short break. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Just wanted to express the talent differences in 2012 and compared to now. And that's what's exposing Calipari clearly. The top talent, you know, for instance, Reed Shepard, he's a lottery pick or whatever. There's not that much talent difference between him and a second rounder or the star on another team. And Calipari is getting exposed for his X's and O's knowledge and adjustments. He's getting embarrassed by coaches that have coached 25-plus years that don't have a third of the talent, and they're getting their butts beat.
No, you're 100% correct about that. And unlike most of the elite coaches in the game, he just doesn't ever seem to adjust. He never slows the tempo. He never calls a timeout when you need him to. And quite frankly, it's embarrassing to watch.
He's relying on the athletic
yeah.
and the ability of these players to adjust. He doesn't make any adjustments.
And the one thing that I don't like, I mean, he's talking about all these, you know, when he started trying to sell on all the good that he does, he makes $12 million a year or whatever he makes. That's baked into the cake. And we all know he's won national championships. The last one was in 2012. We all know he's been to the Final Four four times. The last one, when he begins next season, will have been 10 years ago. That is a great record if you're at Duquesne. But at Kentucky, it will and probably should get you fired.
Yeah, absolutely. And the John Walls of the kids that he had back in the day where he did
right.
go to Final Fours or win it all, they were in the league for 10-plus years.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any of that right now.
No.
Oakland does nothing but play zone. How easy would that be to strategize against a team that
very
is
easy.
Borderline Division One?
Their player that beat them was a Division Two transfer. I mean, that's just, I mean, there's not anyone on Oakland's team that could make the starting 12 on Kentucky.
No, and they looked terrible. The sad thing is, Kentucky looked worse. I mean, they had one kid that shot 8 2-pointers and 350 or so 3-pointers.
Yeah, I mean, you knew what they were doing. And I mean, I wonder sometimes if they wouldn't just be better leaving Calathy at the hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, John Welch, his assistant, needs to take over the defense and tell him to just sit back and relax.
I mean, because Cal, I don't know what happens to Cal in the moment. I mean, he's a phenomenal recruiter. He has sold this program like a magician. But game day, Brett is up next in Kentucky. Hello, Brett.
Paul Feinbaum, you look upset. And I can really attribute it that you're a big icon with SEC. And so I appreciate you wearing your emotions on the sleeve. And, you know, being a Kentucky fan, going there, you know, but where everybody's upset and things have got to change. But what we're not talking about is the economics. And I get that Calipari's making, what, $8 million a year?
Right.
$33 million is his buyout. Where are the SEC legends that step up? Something's wrong. The Kentucky state flag is backwards. It's going up backwards today. And, you know, Beshear, our governor, was at the White House. This is big time. What are we going to do at Kentucky? When Kentucky's not good, the nation's not good. And if you look at it, but, you know, where's the outcry? Where's the Shaquille O'Neal of LSU? Where's the Corliss Williamson of Arkansas? Where's, Jamal Mashburn of Kentucky? Where is the outcry? And it's just the blue-collar people that are upset today. And, you know, Calipari's talking about the billions of dollars he's produced. What about the millions of dollars? What about the thousands of dollars? What about the $10 that the server's not going to get today or tomorrow because all the Kentucky fans are upset and they're not going to watch March Madness in the restaurant? What happens to the managers at the restaurant? What happens? What about the economic impact to them? So I feel like, you know, it's a $33 million buyout, but where is the economic, where's the outcry?
Yeah, Brett, I believe where's that the state of mind of the Commonwealth is worth more than the buyout. The question I can't answer, and you live there, is do fans, it's not a matter of wanting him back. I don't think they do. It's a matter of can they accept him coming back? Don't know
good
the
point.
Answer, but thanks for the call. Do appreciate it very, very much. Let's continue. Dayland is in Texas. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Paul, for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm a first-time caller. I've been watching your show off and on for several years. My daughter is a Tennessee Vol, dyed-in-the-wool fan. And I've been a Texas Longhorn fan all my life. In answer to just one of your questions, how are the fans going to react? Well, I don't know that they'll follow them on the road like they have in the past, but going to a Kentucky game or to a Texas game or to a Tennessee game is an event.
Sure.
It's not just a game. And there's tailgating, there's season ticket holders, there's out-of-town guests. The home crowds might drop 10%, maybe 15%, but the followers of those major teams are going to keep coming to see the team play.
I think you're probably right, Daylon, because Kentucky basketball is still a big deal, but it's just sad to me for so many great Kentucky fans. I ran into some folks the other day at the hotel from Harlan and everywhere in that state that live and die, and they're just not getting, they're just getting the same rhetoric continuously. Swamp Dog is in Georgia. You're right. Go right ahead, Swamp Dog.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for taking my call again.
Thank you.
Before I get to what I want to talk about, I want to straighten up Joey a little bit. He was talking about Jim and Nick Saban. He's confused between I-Man and Nick Saban. I-Man is the one that's got Sabanitis. Jim don't have Sabanitis. I'm going to get that out there right now. You know what I'm talking about. And what I do want to talk about is the tournament with the SEC teams this year is not exactly off and running. And I'd like to mention that I think that, Kentucky used to be the SEC team in basketball, and then there was everybody else. All right. Alabama used to be the team in football, and then there was everybody else. Of course, it's been changed a lot lately, and it's changing in basketball now, too. But is Rick Barnes the new and?
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.